Welcome to Sharpen the Iron Podcast, where it is my job to share with you tools, lessons, inspiration, and ideas to help you sharpen your iron mind, empowering you to go out and walk with God day by day to maximize your life. So we're going to talk today about a quote I heard while reading Crazy Love by Francis Chan. And this quote is from Martin Luther. He said, "There are 2 days in my calendar, this day and that day." And when I truly sit and reflect on this quote, it seems to be true. It seems as if this is the way in which we should try and conduct our lives. Now, this is much easier said with words than done in thought and action, but this is an idea worth sharing and an idea worth knowing and keeping in mind. This day, this moment is all we truly have, the moment before us. There is no past nor future in a sense, because all we have is now. We are confined and freed by the 24 hours of this day. The moment before us, the people in front of you or around you, the task at hand, whatever it is, it's where you are, right here and now. And we truly should be concerned with this day because God has granted us another day. Another chance, an opportunity to use our gifts, to serve others, to love and praise Him. If we were not meant to be given another day, we would not have one. God would have taken the life He gave us. But you woke up today, this morning. And so that means God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you on this day. He's given us another chance to learn how to love, to grow closer to Him, to be stewards of what He's gifted us with, to share the joy we have within ourselves with others, and to try and live out our faith, to spread the gospel, the good news. And again, this is all much easier said than done, as we often wake up and think about the to-do list we have at hand and the bills that need to be paid, the things that need to be done, the homework that needs to get finished, the tasks we have to complete. That's usually what is on our minds. It's not, I don't know how many people wake up and think, I get to go try to get closer to Jesus today, but that is, I mean, that's what truly matters. And that's what we should be waking up and thinking about. So how are we going to live today in light of this knowledge that God has granted us another day? He's given us another day for a reason. But in order to know how we should live today, how we should spend ourselves in our lives, we must know where we are headed. And obviously, we are headed towards death because our lives on earth are temporary. But the hope is that we are headed towards heaven and His day, the day of judgment, the day of the Lord's return. So this knowledge of keeping eternity within our minds can help us determine how we live today. And it's obviously a very simple thing. By thinking of eternity, of heaven, and the day of Christ's return, it can help guide our actions. Again, it sounds so simple, right? I don't really think it is. Because the world is full of distractions, full of problems and worries that preoccupy our minds, full of temptations and pleasures. There are things we love to do here, right? We can fall in love with the world very easily. There's people we love to spend time with and food we love to eat. It is so easy to lose sight of eternity in our day-to-day lives, in, you know, going through the tasks we feel we have to do, just taking care of kind of what needs to be done. And oftentimes there's things that we don't want to do, and it's easy to just allow the world and the noise and the distractions to pull us away from focusing on God, right? We may think of it for a moment of His return or our death or heaven. Every once in a while, maybe throughout the day, you think about it, but it is hard to hold on to. However, the more time we spend with God through prayer or in scripture or in thinking about Him and His word, the more our minds become preoccupied, not with what is seen, but what is unseen. And this is something I've noticed lately in my life all the time. So much it's been happening that the things I watch or listen to or read or the people I spend time with and talk to All of these things, in a sense, if you think about it, they're what I'm consuming, right? I'm consuming maybe a podcast, or I'm consuming a book, I'm consuming a video, I'm consuming the words you are speaking to me. And we know that you are or become what you eat. So these things that I consume, they begin to have an influence on my thoughts, which can have an effect on my words, my emotions and feelings, and my actions. So you just think about it like this. The more time I spend listening to rap music, the more preoccupied my mind is with these lyrics and songs. Even if you don't choose it to be, you just will catch yourself saying, singing, thinking about things that are said in the song. They'll be in your mind. And then often these thoughts then lead to us maybe saying things or singing out loud. And then they begin to infiltrate and have effects on other thoughts, other things in our lives. And you can think of it too. The more time I spend listening to rock music, the more preoccupied my mind is with these lyrics and songs. And we all know this to be true, right? You can't get that song out of your head. And maybe it was the song you were just recently listening to or whatever. All this stuff is the things that are readily available in our mind because it's what we've been consuming most recently, you could say. Obviously, there's plenty of things from the past that still come to mind. There are things that stick with us through life that come to mind. But the stuff that you've been chewing on the most recently is it's right there. So we must use this knowledge to try and be intentional with what we do, what we watch, listen to, and read, who we spend our time with, because the more time you spend in the world and with worldly matters, and the more time you spend with people concerned with the world, the more your own inner life and mind is concerned with the world. You're more preoccupied with these things. However, the more time we attempt to spend with God, and again, through prayer or scripture or listening to certain music, being around godly people, the more our minds become focused on Jesus, God's will, heaven, and the day of his return. And I find this like, I'll say I'll be having a good morning and, you know, I'll just be spent time with God in the morning and I'm just thinking about him and thinking about these things on my mind. And then all of a sudden it's like you check your phone and maybe you haven't looked at it yet today. And then you see, you know, you friends are out doing something or people were out last night having fun. And you see that and all of a sudden that love and that joy you felt, your mind gets so distracted. You're like, man, you feel like maybe you missed out or look at what they're up to or whatnot. And so the phone truly does pull us away from a rich inner life. It distracts us and it just can, the thing that I keep thinking about is out of sight, out of mind. If I didn't see any of that stuff, if I didn't get on my phone and look at that stuff, it wouldn't have easily distracted me and taken away from my joy. But if the phone's out of sight, if I'm not even thinking about it, if I'm not on Snapchat or looking at Instagram or these things, then or the news, whatever, then it's out of mind. And call that ignorance or being naive. Maybe you could say that with some things, with the news and whatnot. But I don't know. That's just a thought, too, is that you can so easily allow the love you feel in your heart to be just taken away by distractions online with your phone, whatever it might be. There's this idea that people do not possess ideas, but that ideas possess people. You become possessed but by whatever thing you decide to focus on. And I believe this is true. And the more you kind of begin to see this, it just becomes this little positive feedback loop where you see it more and more often. Because the more I focus on love, the more the spirit of love possesses me and overtakes my thoughts, my words, and actions. The more I focus on hate and negativity, the more that spirit, or maybe even demon you could say, possesses you and your thoughts and your words and actions. If you think about this too, like the more you think about running, the more you become like possessed by the spirit of running. That sounds kind of crazy, but there is a spirit. You can think of it in terms of Santa Claus. Like Santa Claus is real in the way that the spirit of Santa possesses you, right? Around Christmas time, we start buying gifts for each other. We give these gifts. We become maybe a little bit more generous. We're, for some reason, this spirit of Santa just, you become focused on this idea of wanting to share things with others, get things for other people, the spirit of giving. That spirit possesses you and overtakes you. And it's just a very interesting to begin to see in the world. So obviously, if whether I'm focusing on love, whether I'm focusing on hate, obviously that's black and white too, right? But the more these things play a role also in how we see the world and act because of it. So there's many little things that we can do to try and help keep our minds focused on Jesus and what truly matters. We must daily, hourly remind ourselves that today could be the day. So how are we going to live because of that, right? Jesus tells us to stay awake, stay alert, stay ready. The coming of the Lord is like a thief in the night. And it is crazy to think that all our actions, whether good or evil, will be brought into the light and into judgment. We must constantly remind ourselves that our days are numbered. Our lives pale in comparison to eternity. I think this just, for me, is like, if we fall down, just get up, repent, turn around. That's all we got to do. If we fall, we turn around and bring our minds back to God. Instead of going down and digging ourselves a deeper hole, as quickly as we can, we must turn around and come back to Him. And it's hard too, because this life is all we know. It's very difficult to lose it for Christ and to give it up for Him. But when we think of our lives in light of eternity, it is a worthwhile price to pay. He gave up His life for us. So we must return our lives unto Him. If we think about truly, just get for a moment, what God has done for us. And it's easy to say, and it's easy to lose sight of as well. But if you just get a glimpse of that for a moment, then it begins to pierce your heart, and Christ will work within you and change and renew your mind. The world is distracting and constantly begging for our attention. We must not lose sight of Jesus. And this is a hard battle, but what else could you ask for? And the work truly has been done on the cross and through His resurrection, right? It's hard, but it's also very easy, because Jesus has done it all for us. He's made the way to heaven for us. So we must keep these 2 days in our calendars, this day and that day, the day of His return. A huge thing that we can begin to do in our lives too that I just want to add on is just working to spend less time the phone. It is so crazy. It's like you look at your screen time and you would never think, how did I just spend? If it says that I spent X amount of hours on my phone, it's like, could you imagine blocking off 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours? You're saying, I'm going to block a 6 hour time period off. I'm going to spend all 6 hours on my phone. Like, that is actually just crazy to think about, the fact that we do that. We get so distracted. You know, when we're driving anywhere, we're doing anything, we need this constant stimulation. We can never just be alone and waste time with God and be quiet with Him. And so that's, I guess, what I urge you to do as well, is just try to find little moments within your day. If you have a 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute car ride, just no music, nothing, just try to be silent. Or try to just spend a little time with God. And it seems ridiculous or small, but do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. It's a little mustard seed that can grow and overtake the whole garden. And so it is a fight against the dictatorship of noise, of stimulus in this modern world. And I'm trying, and it's... I struggle with it all the time. This is something that is new within me that I'm trying to work, and I'm becoming more aware of and intentional with, because it truly is about our inner spiritual lives. And by focusing on this day and the day of His return, it will change how we see, think, act, and speak in this world. Thank you guys for listening, for showing up as well. You have been blessed. So go forth and be blessers. Have a great one. I will see you next time, and as always, sharpen the iron.